Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. We're all set, cocked, and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering at the world's largest alternative radio network, Genesis Communications Network. Class, if you'd like to hear us live, GCNLive.com, as in Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. Search for USA Prepares. It's alphabetical on the search list there on the upper left. And you'll be able to find us, listen live. You can go to the archives. You can search by date. You can download or play the archives. They're there. And if you'd like to go to the Ron Gibson channel, you can go to BitChute. B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, Ron Gibson, R-O-N-G-I-B-S-O-N, his channel, and or just simply type in, go to BitChute and search for USAPrepares, or just type in Vincent Fennelli, and you'll find us. Kathy's with us today. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Well, you know, Gwyneth asked me that, and I said, I'm just watching Rome burn. Kathy, it's getting tougher. People, some people are paying attention. Some people are absolutely oblivious to it. You know, let me share this with you, and maybe you can give me, as a lady, maybe you can give me some insight, because I don't understand it. So I was talking with a lady that I've known for years, and I said, so what do you think about, you know, the White House's new plan to track all our purchases, $600 and up? And the person I was talking to said, well, I don't care about that. I don't care if they know what I buy. And I said, really? She said, do you? And I said, I don't want them to know if I buy a can of beans. It's none of their business. They have no right to snoop and into what I purchase, when I purchase, where I purchase, how I purchase. It's none of their business. Now, the reason I asked if for your insight as a lady is the only people I've talked to in my life, and this has happened many times, not that exact story, but stories about, you know, your cell phone can be turned on without your knowledge, and the microphone can be turned on, and the camera can be turned on, that your screen won't light up, and people can listen to what you're saying in your kitchen, your living room, while you're watching TV, in the bedroom, the bathroom, wherever you happen to have that cell phone. And the response I got from this woman, I had no idea who, you know, who she was, just struck up a conversation. This was before the genocide. Years ago. And she said, I don't care. You know, I'm not doing anything that's, you know, worth listening to. If they want to listen, go ahead. I couldn't believe it. I'm hearing more and more and more, but only from women. I've never met a guy who said, I don't care, you know, if the government snoops and watches what I buy, records what I buy. I've never met a guy do that. Have you experienced anything like that in your circles, Kathy?
Well, Vince, honestly, I haven't brought it up lately only because I just feel like you try to bring things like that up now, and there's a lot of people that, some people are clueless, but other people are real defensive. Mm-hmm. They just get real defensive real quick. But I will, like some of my friends, I will mention it to them just to see what response I get through the week when, or next week or two when I talk to them. Just ask them how they feel. But I agree with you. It's none of their business. And does it mean that if we buy something or say something that they don't want us to do, that then they're going to come after us?
Well, you know, I used to know a cop. He's died. And I believe he was on the take. So I won't mention his name because he can't defend himself. But I believe he was on the take, and I actually saw him steal something in a store, shoplifting. I saw him do it. And I was with him when he did. He just reached over and grabbed it off the shelf, put it in his cargo pants, you know, those like what the cops wear with the pockets all over the deep pockets on the legs. Just put it in his pocket and walked out the store. And I looked at him, and I looked at him, and I looked at him, and he goes, oh, I forgot to pay for this. Then he went back in and, you know, paid for it. What I'm saying is there are people who do things that we don't do. We know the difference between right and wrong. And we know that theft is wrong. We know that snooping is wrong. But the police seem to be part of this machine that think it's okay to... Mind if I look in your car? Mind if I come in? You're not doing anything wrong. Mind if I look in your trunk? The answer for me is, no, I'm not doing anything wrong. And no, you may not look in my trunk. Unless, of course, you have a search warrant. And I'll be willing to wait while you get one. We have become a society that is used to people prying and snooping and listening in. You know, there used to be party lines. And I'm not talking about political party. I'm talking about telephone lines. And they used to have a private line. So here at our home, we have a private line. It's a landline. But in rural villages, they used to have what was called a party line, which meant that one pair of wires would run from the first house to the second house to the third house to the fourth house to the fifth house. Now, if you were willing to do that, you could get a lower rate per month because you're all sharing the same telephone line. It's almost like extensions, multiple extensions on the same telephone line in your own house, except each phone was in another house. And people would pick up the phone and they'd hear a conversation already in progress and they'd say, well, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were on the line. They hang up. And then 5 minutes later, they pick up the phone. They go, I'm sorry, I didn't know you're still on the line. So people didn't talk forever and ever on the telephone line when they're party lines because it wasn't polite to tie up the lines. Well, what we're talking about is the government does that now to us. Our telephone lines, even our landline here at the farm, is a party line because the government can tie in anytime they want. And I object to it. And if you had a party line back in the 1950s, 1960s, and someone picked up their telephone, you could hear a click. So your neighbor picked up the phone, they could listen in on your conversation, but you'd hear it go click. And then if they did that, you could figure out ultimately who it is, and then that person would be shunned for being a peeping Tom, a snoop, and a, you know, someone invading your privacy. Because that was impolite, rude, wrong, etc. You remember those days, Kathy?
Yes, we had one, and we had three people on our line, and that was, I don't know if it was everywhere, but in Ohio, we had the first three were letters on your phone. It wasn't, it was two letters and then a number, and then that's when it went to, like, you know how you have your first three, and then the last seven are your phone number. So it was like JE6 or JE4 or something like that. And I remember that, and then they switched over later. So I don't know if they just, why they changed it, but it had to do with the area and the county that you were with.
Yeah, and but the idea was that listening in to another person's telephone call was unacceptable. It was spying. It was snooping. It was, what's wrong with you? You know, why would you do that? It's rude. But now it's become where people don't seem to think there's a problem with it. They don't seem to think that there's a problem with Zuckerberg and the other big tech companies listening in on our calls, spying, selling our information as to who we, where we buy things. I mean, that's the big business today. It's information. It's what do you buy, where do you buy it, when do you buy it. Like, with your cell phone, they have GPS. They know what gas station you go to. They know when you go there. They know the route that you travel. Like, if you have a job, you know, on Monday morning, you leave your house at X, you know, at 6:45 in the morning. You buy gas at the corner of Fifth and Vine, you know, at the 76th station or whatever it is. And here's how much you typically put in terms of dollars. And here's the credit card you use. And here's the pump you typically use, because you always use the same pump, even though they have 12 of them. And then the next step is you stop at the donut place. Then you go and get a cup of coffee, and then on your way to work. So they know your route. And I object to that. So anyway, I just wanted to share the fact that I was kind of stunned. I was really taken aback by, you know, I don't care if people, the statement that this person made, that she didn't care if people knew what she bought.
And well, it's just impolite, Vince. I mean, you don't listen on other people's conversations. I remember being taught that as a child. You don't point at people. You don't, you know, if somebody has a private conversation, you don't intrude. But that was just all common courtesy back then.
And if you look at, images of Bill Clinton, you know, president, he'd point at people. It's absolutely rude to point at people. Absolutely rude. But you look at politicians, that's what they seem to do. They seem to, you know, when they're pointing, they're saying, you little people, you know, you little people work for us. You know, you slaves, you're the ones that we tell what to do. And that's what they mean. At least I think that's what it is. Kathy, there are shortages now. Would you like to share do you have thoughts on some shortages?
Yeah, Vince, I do. And I even read an article and I watched a short video of people were even commenting at, like, your Goodwill stores. They were commenting that things that used to be maybe $2 are now around $5 or even more. And they were showing footage of how bare it was. I mean, you would have, like, your glass dishes and things like that. But they just showed there was a lot of clothes in the one. But when it came to, like, appliances and necessities, it really was kind of bare. It was kind of sad, too, that people are that you could rely on that can't find it anymore. But I am hearing, of course, everybody's hearing that they believe with all the cargo ships not getting in, there's going to be a shortage of items. And they're saying for Christmas, but I'm sure it's before then, and it's got to be, you know, after Christmas, too. I heard that it's 50% of what they thought they were going to get in is not going to be in.
And, you know, I think that's great. Believe it or not, I'm all for that, and I'll tell you why when we come back. Kathy's with us. This is USA Prepares.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Government is talking about saying that, you know, if you want it for Christmas, you ought to buy it now. Number one, I don't think Christmas was ever meant to be the marketing bonanza that it's turned out to be. Christmas was the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, period. And I think it's wonderful when families get together and they pray together and they actually celebrate that event. It's a made-up day, December 25th. No one knows exactly when he was born. So it could have been March 12th or June 14th. Nobody really knows, but December 25th was picked. And then the marketeers decided that, we need to have a Macy's, like the Macy's parade in New York City. That's all about kicking off selling for the Christmas season. Regardless of what anybody thinks, that's what that is all about. And there was. And so Christmas has become more presents. More presents. Children seem to think that Christmas equals presents. And I object to that. If someone needs a pair of socks in my family, I'm not going to say, well, listen, just it's only 3 months, and keep wearing those socks with the holes in them. You know, they're shredded, but keep wearing them for 3 months because we'll give you the pair that we have in the closet on December 25th in the morning. We're going to wrap it up for you. Then you can have those socks that you need. If someone needs socks, they get socks if we can afford them, when they need them. And we buy things when the prices are right. You can call that being on sale. You can call that whatever you want. But we don't overpay for anything. And we never pay list price for anything. It's just against the law here at the farm. So the shortages, that's a really good thing for America as a whole. Not individually, It won't satisfy individual greed, but it will benefit the country as a whole. Now, the Chinese, the substandard Chinese overpackaged products, what happens to them? Well, 100% of them end up in the landfill. The packaging and the products end up in the landfills. 100%. Unless they end up in a incinerator. Right? They stay right here on Earth. This junk. Well, shortages, to me, mean that if it's important, meaning the item that's in short supply, if we can't get it, if it's in short supply, if it comes from China and we can't get it, what's going to happen? We're going to make it. We're going to make it right here in the United States, the way we used to. That's why I think the shortage is great. Now, it's going to be tough. So if you need it, you ought to try to find and get it, because it's going to be a long time before the United States ramps up and starts making these things. And if we want to make it tomorrow, forget it. It's going to take years. Years to build the tools, the machines, everything that's necessary, including having the electric grid support the machines that run on electricity. So those guys that are using their electricity to manufacture products here in the United States, because they've got to have their electric cars, they're in your way. They're using necessary electricity for frivolous purposes. In 1941, December of 1941, we were attacked by the Japanese. An unprovoked, unannounced attack. Japan declared war on us. They blew up our naval harbor in Hawaii. Pearl Harbor, that's called. A few days later, the German Nazis, and you're not supposed to say Nazis, so I won't say Nazis. They declared war on us, too, in 1941. Now, how did we win World War II? How did we win that? Because we were a manufacturing powerhouse. We were a manufacturing giant. That's how we won. We could build more of them faster and better than any place on Earth. And then we beat up the Japanese. And we beat up the German Nazis. That's how it happened. But now all the parts that we need come from China. So this shortage is a really good thing. It's a silver lining in this dark, dark cloud. And don't think of Christmas as presents. Think of Christmas as love and joy and the birth of Jesus Christ and the family.
I've seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry. Los Angeles City Council member Democrat Mark Ridley Thomas and a former dean of the University of Southern California School of Social Work were indicted Wednesday on federal corruption charges over an alleged bribery scheme. The DOJ complaint says the politician is accused of supporting county contracts and lucrative contract amendments in exchange for his son Sebastian receiving substantial benefits in his previous role as an L.A. County supervisor. The Democrat is the third L.A. City Council member to face federal charges in 2 years.
Some 10,000 unionized Deere and Company workers were on strike early Thursday after rejecting a contract proposal from the agriculture equipment manufacturer. The John Deere workers and negotiators for the UAW reached a deal on a proposal earlier this month. Only 90% of the union members voted against the agreement. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A repeat criminal offender, after being released on multiple bonds, killed a mother, Martha Medina, at a Houston, Texas McDonald's last month. Her children are speaking out on Fox News and blame Judge Hillary Unger for their mother's death.
Spoken to her that same morning, she had told me, as I remember, that she was going to the bank, and then she told me, I'm going to grab something from McDonald's and head over to your house. And she asked me if I wanted anything. I told her just coffee. And as much as I insisted from my mom, you don't have to go. I'll just cook some breakfast here. She loved going to McDonald's to get their coffee and their biscuits. So I recall that she was taking a long time, and I was changing my baby and thinking, it's been a while and she's not here. So I decided to call her cell phone. And when I called, an employee from McDonald's picked up, and right away I knew something wasn't right, because I could hear the fear in her voice. And she asked me, how are you related to this person? And I told her, I'm her daughter. And she told me, you need to hurry up. Your mom has been run over. So I panicked immediately. And I guess she noticed that on my voice. And she told me, don't worry, she's still alive, but she's in a very bad condition. And, the ambulance is here to take her to the hospital.
Harris County District Judge Hillary Unger has multiple cases where she released someone who later committed more crime while on bond. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you go
to the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy, any comments about what I said about shortages and there's a silver lining? It's going to be painful for 10 or 20 years, but there actually is a silver lining in this very dark cloud. Any comments?
Vince, I think you're right. I think it should be simplified. I think we should just concentrate on family, and we should concentrate on the birth of Christ and being together. And if there's presents, fine, and if there's not, that's okay too. I totally agree. And the fact that we need to make our products again, we need to bring it back to the United States and employ our own people.
Yeah. Kathy, you and I corresponded several days ago about the talking points for today's class. And I wrote you an email. You had your thoughts and I had some of my thoughts. Would you mind if I read my thoughts to you?
Sure.
And that would be the outline for, well, let the class know what we're going to talk about today. Here it is. This is from me to Kathy. Kathy, discussion items. Is a landline worth having? Nails have gotten shorter, thinner, and more expensive. What skills should grandparents teach their grandchildren? As you mentioned, Goodwill prices and availability. eBay sellers are becoming sneaky. China products are scaled down in size, and the pictures reflect a much bigger size. Like a barbecue grill cleaning brush that is 2 inches by 2 inches with a 12-inch long handle. We're all used to 3 inches by 3 inches with a 19-inch handle. April gas was $1.72. Average price on Friday in the USA, $3.25. The country of Lebanon is without electricity. There is a global energy crisis. Gas, oil, natural gas, coal. It looks like we're headed for brownouts and rolling blackouts this winter. In Asia, the price of liquefied natural gas increased 11 times in the last 12 months. Now, just as a point of clarification, I don't mean it increased a little bit, 11 different times. I mean it's 11 times more expensive in 12 months. Continuing, Europe moved away from fossil fuels to renewable energy, and it isn't working very well. And I believe that the U.S., that in the U.S., more electric cars will break the grid. The nails that used to fit our nailer went from $20 to $80 a box. Dixon pencils are now made in China, and the lead is not smooth at all, as it used to be. Children will dislike using them, and there goes penmanship. Raising the debt ceiling can do one thing for sure, more inflation. Plastic engine parts are now failing at a faster rate. Intake manifolds, camshaft covers, engine cooling system fittings on 2010 and older vehicles, typically $200 in parts and 3 hours labor, about $400 or more. Just a few thoughts. Thank you, Vincent. That's what I said. Kathy wanted to talk about staying debt-free and other things about shortages. So, class, all of that's absolutely true. What I read in that email was absolutely true. Nails have gotten thinner. Now think about that. You know, you used to go and buy a box of nails. You know, let's say 1 pound. And it didn't matter what the brand was. They were all the same thickness, the same length. The heads were the same size. A nail was a nail was a nail. It's just who manufactured it. Now a 2.5-inch nail is 2 3/8 of an inch. That's the Chinese way. You know, as I said, whatever it takes to do it, whatever amount of material it takes to make it, if it takes 100 units of material to make whatever it is, the Chinese figure out how to make it with 90. And I'm talking about whatever the minimum is, they do it with less than the minimum. And that's why their stuff breaks. That's why I call it substandard. And you know what? It is. Kathy, any comments?
Well, you know, I wanted to mention staying debt-free because if you're under a lot of debt, there's enough stress with all this going on. One of the things that my husband and I did that we paid our house off when we were in our early 50s, and it was really nice to not have a house payment, but we added payments throughout the loan, and then anytime we got extra money, we just kind of saved it up and put it on there. We just wanted to be debt free, so we have no car payments, we have no house payment, we owe nobody anything except for our regular utilities and bills that way. I think it's important. To me, if you can discipline yourself not to get into a lot of debt, And it just makes life easier. You can survive a lot longer. You probably won't lose your house or your farm or your property if you're debt-free. But if you've got overwhelming debt and something happens, a sickness, or you lose your job or take a pay cut, you may not be able to sustain it. So to me, that was important. I've never liked debt. I'm still old-fashioned. If I do go, I mostly pay cash. And it just keeps – for me, I just prefer it. But I'm just stressed. Just try not to get and stay into debt. I know that if you're young and you have to have a mortgage, that's one thing. If you can avoid it, that'd be even better. But that would be my advice to anybody. Just get out of debt as soon as possible.
I absolutely agree. And Mrs. Finelli and I did the same exact thing. We got out of debt very quickly. And, class, I guess this is the time to tell you about something called the halftime plan. I'm not talking about football. So you can take a 30-year mortgage note and reduce that to 19 years and still pay the same amount. Now, how is it possible that you can take a 30-year mortgage, pay the same amount of payments, I'm sorry, pay the same overall amount and reduce it to 19 years? Would you be interested in doing that if you could do that without it costing you any more money? Would you do that? I'm going to tell you how. It's really simple. So if you have a 30-year mortgage note, you have 360 payments. One payment per month for 30 years. 30 times 12 months, 360. So typically, let's say your mortgage payment is due on the first of the month. And let's say it's $500. I'm just making this up. So on the 1st of January, you pay $500. The 1st of February, you pay $500. The 1st of March, you pay $500. If instead you decide that you're not going to do that, you're going to pay $500 a month, but you're going to make it in two payments. So on the 1st of the month, you pay $250. On the 15th of the month, you pay $250. So you pay twice a month instead of once a month. If you tell the bank that you're going to do that, you will drive down that 30-year note to 19 years just by changing your schedule from 360 payments to 720 payments. And you pay twice as often, but you pay the same total amount. Would you do that? Kathy did something like that, and we did something like that. And what I believe I heard her say was that early in the mortgage, if you could pay, let's say on January, you could pay, well, shoot, you know, the most of the first payment is interest. Like 2/3 or more of the first payment on a mortgage note is interest. So if you could avoid paying the majority of interest for the second mortgage payment, why don't you pay January, February, March all in January and get rid of three of them right then and there if you can do it, rather than say, well, shoot, we collect a bunch of these extra money that we have and we'll go to Disney. Pay down that mortgage really fast. That's the way to do it. We did it that way and Kathy did it that way. Is that what I heard, Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, and I think we also made a 13th payment if we had money, and that expedited it too. But I think you have, from my recollection, I believe you have to write on there, this is extra payment or something like, I can't remember exactly what we had to write on the check or let them know that this went to, I believe, the principal.
That's right.
But yeah,
That's exactly right. You write on the check. So let's say in January, you're going to pay February and March's mortgage payment. You write separate checks. Say this one is for January's payment. This one is for February's. And this one is for March's. So it's three checks in the same envelope. Or four or five or two. Whatever you want to do. and you write down, you have the amortization schedule, and you write down that here is the principal that you're paying down. That's how we did it. And so, class, if you want to see this, just go to the internet and do a search on amortization schedule. Okay? A-M-O-R-T-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. A-M-O-R-T-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. Schedule. And you might want to put in 30 years. And you also might want to see what the difference between a 30-year and a 20 or a 15-year mortgage note is. And you won't believe the overall payments of a 30-year mortgage is huge. For example, if you were to borrow $180,000, 30 years, typically, in today's world, you would be paying back totally $302,000. It's almost twice as much. So that house will cost you twice as much in actual dollars, not counting inflation. So anyway, keep that in mind. And you don't have to do it the way your neighbors do it. You can outsmart your neighbors, you know, without even telling them. That's what Kathy did, and that's what we did. Kathy, what's next on your list? Oh, one other second. You know, I mentioned this barbecue brush. And I just want to... These guys are sneaky on the internet. They really are. And I find that the ones are the sneakiest. Now, this just may be me. And this may be an anomaly for me. And it may not even be true. But it seems to me that when I look on eBay and I look at where the sellers are and they say California and I know that the products are Chinese manufactured products, and they have a lot of sales, I am suspect of that company. And so that 2-inch by 2-inch barbecue brush, the grill brush, that's 4 square inches of brush surface. We're used to the ones that are 3 inches by 3 inches. That's 9 square inches. The one in the picture looks the same, the 3 by 3 and the 2 by 2, but the real one, the kind we make, is 2.25 times larger.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and this thing about being out of debt, Kathy, you're absolutely right. It's so important. And I'm thinking, what would have happened during the China genocide had a person not been out of debt? People lost their jobs, lost their income, they can't pay their mortgage, they can't pay their car payments, all those things, credit card debt. I think about 40% of people in America right now, 40% of families are in financial trouble. 40%. That's pretty serious. Now, had they done what you did, your family, our family, and those like us, Dr. Sheely and Gwyneth, Bridge, and others, and stayed out of debt, that would have been a really good idea. Spend less, be less extravagant. Actually, don't be extravagant at all. Be frugal. That's what we do. And that's why we're able to survive this catastrophe. Absolute catastrophe. The Chinese genocide. Kathy, any comments about debt being debt-free, etc.? Any suggestions for our class?
Well, Vince, it's very freeing, and I agree, you can be frugal. We didn't have a lot when we were first married. We had very little, and we both worked long hours, and we did side jobs when we were first married. I used to alter bridal dresses, and I made some bridal dresses. I did veils. I used to alter anything. I made furniture cushions and bridesmaids if I had to, like, shorten them or let them out. That was all the extra money that we had, and then we would use that to fix up the house. And once we fixed up the house, that was our starter home, then we would we bought a bigger home because we ended up having four children and the house was too small. We couldn't get everybody in. It was just a small two-bedroom home. But that's what we did. And my husband did, he's a mechanic, so he did all kinds of jobs in the garage and he had a little shop out there and he did everything. He did the siding and the roof, but it was very, for us to get and to be completely out of debt, paying off the house. It was very free. It just was a great feeling to know that it was ours, and we weren't paying interest to the bank. And then we used that money to reinvest for other things that we needed and just for investments then. So I agree, Vince. I don't like that feeling of owing anybody anything. I just like to have it paid off and be done. And then I know that they can't come and take my home away from me or, you know, our property here, our land. So
I'm in total agreement. Being debt free is something that very few people realize how important it is, because, well, everybody in the neighborhood has a mortgage. Everybody has a car payment. I don't have a car payment. You don't have a car payment, do you, Kathy?
No. Nope.
Okay. You know, I don't. Now, I own really nice cars, but I don't pay more for a car that we own than the first owner paid in sales tax. Now think about that. So we literally have cars that are, they're old, they're really nice, but $500, $3,000 for a complete car. That's wheels, tires, steering wheel, doors, glass, heater, air conditioning, steering system, final drive, engine, transmission, seats. It's all there. Buying a new car to me is something that I wouldn't do because of depreciation. You know, the old story about you buy a new car and you drive it off the lot and it's just lost 25% of its value. Well, let the other guy do that. Let the other guy take that 25% hit. And actually, you know, cars go several hundred thousand miles if you take care of them. That's what we look for. And we end up buying cars that people just say, I don't know how to fix it. The dealer told me transmission's no good. And we look at it, no dings. I mean, no significant dings, no significant dents. Might need a new windshield. You know, and if you call your insurance company and you say, hey, I need a new windshield, and you know, rock flew up from the dump truck, you know, past me, how much is that going to cost? If you just make that call, your insurance is going to go up 10% per year for 3 years. Just calling, and if you say, I tell you what, forget it, just I'm okay with my windshield with a crack, and I'll just leave it. Your insurance is going up. And I forget what the term they use for that, but when you call them, they go, oh, okay, what's your name? Oh, okay. And what was your account number? Oh, okay, I've got it right here. Then they key it in, and now your insurance goes up, whether you get it fixed or not. So what we found is high deductible, and we pay for our own glass. And how much is a windshield? I don't know, about $200. Did you know that? Windshield for a car, $200? You know, that's the truth. It's not $500 or $600. It's like $200. Or it used to be before the genocide. I don't know how much it is now. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.